Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of the questions I think any candidate federally is going to have to deal with is the stimulus plan that's out there in the wake of the coronavirus and the tremendous deficit that we have built up. And Paul Miller is the founder of Miller and Company, and he's with it. Paul, what is the latest movement in Congress to provide an additional stimulus check, like a big check for every American, or are we going to microcast this one a little bit?
We're in the middle. You know, the House already wants to pass the HEROES Act, where they send $6,000 to every family, and Mitch McConnell has indicated that that's dead on arrival.
I mean,
and
what's the price tag for that?
That's like $3 trillion.
Which is just... It's like me talking about going and buying a mansion in Beverly Hills. I would think someone would say, John, that's not even possible, so why are you talking about it?
Right, but it's on the table, so you know it's easy to talk when it's not your money. Think about it, you don't have to pay the bill back, so right. You having a mansion would be paying the check.
That's true.
The second, which is more realistic, I think Mitch McConnell's idea is probably a bright one, in that he wants to target families at $40,000 or less because those are the hardest hit, and he wants to get them money. I think another major component which the government has to deal with is they have to deal with the liability component of the COVID. A lot of businesses are timid to open because of this liability hanging over their head if someone gets COVID in their business and they ultimately get sued. So that's a really big hindrance on the economy. And then I like the last thing, which I've heard from my lobbyist clients and friends, which is a back-to-work bonus. You know, they're going to have to try to figure out how to give some type of unemployment, but that's really hindered the economy. People don't want to go to work. It's the summer. We'd rather sit at the beach, like you just said previously. Giving people an incentive to go back to work is a major, in my mind, a major plus. You know, you want to get people off the couch. You want to get people off the beach and get them back to work. If it's in a new capacity, because a lot of people, as the president's daughter has said, may not have that job that they used to have.
Right.
So they maybe have to retool. And hopefully during this period where they're unemployed, they are thinking about that, because maybe that business that they were working for is not going to be there when they get back. So that's a variety of reasons why we need more stimulus.
That's what we've really put ourselves in a bind here, because the initial plan, which everyone rushed to and no one was allowed, it seemed to me, to publicly question, because they'd be perceived as either racist or just an uncaring individual. We really have elongated our problems by making it more lucrative for the baseline worker. And I don't say that in a negative way at all, just the person who's working for a wage, hourly wage, it was more lucrative for them to stay home with the extra bonuses. So how do you wean people off of that? And how would the incentive work if they went if they went back to work?
I don't know. If they ask me my opinion, I have a couple of ideas. But in New York, where it's $28 an hour and you're staying home,
Lord,
it's very, very hard. You know, and as a business owner, it's very frustrating because a lot of people show up just for an interview to say that they went to an interview so they can continue to collect.
Yeah.
So that's completely frustrating. But I think if I was taking a shot at the title, I would try to say, we're going to give you, at the end of this, if you go back to work for 6 months, here's $5,000 of a bonus for working for 6 months. Whatever the multiple is per month, make that at the end. We'll give you if you work 6 months or longer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think hold that's it to the more, back end. Well, at least that has some accountability issue that can be verified by the IRS returns. And
the Department of Labor, each state's Department of Labor. And it would relieve the burden on the states, and it would put money toward targeted people and get what the government wants, which is people back to work and giving them incentive to go back to work.
Yeah. It strikes me, though, Paul, how selfish are we in this generation? And, you know, I'm worried about my job. I've already taken a pay cut to keep my job here at the radio station. The advertisers haven't abandoned the radio station. Thank God. I hope that continues. So it's not like I'm, you know, nothing against Rush Limbaugh, but Rush Limbaugh's got $30 million in the bank and isn't worried about this probably, other than emotionally worried about it. So I'm actually personally worried about my own future one way or the other. But I got to say, I think we're just the most selfish generation of Americans of all time, that we think we can spend to keep ourselves in a certain level of comfort, knowing that we've spent so much, we're in a huge, huge hole that I don't know that we can dig out of, and we're basically we're committing suicide, but not for ourselves, for our children. I just can't get over the mindset that nobody seems to be worried about that.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm paranoid about it. I think about it all the time. I think that the government's just spending wildly. I mean, I have answers on how to kind of get out of it, but getting out of it, do they keep spending? You know what I mean?
I don't see you can do both. I don't see how you can do both.
I mean,
especially with an economy that's not growing the way it was, understandably. Well, it's a real challenge. I appreciate you talking to us to kind of throw some cold water on everybody this morning. Paul Miller is the founder of Miller & Company. And, you know, we'll talk to you again once we see the legislation, where it sits when it gets to the Senate. Thanks, Paul.
Happy, and I hope you get your pay restored, and I hope your business does well. Stay healthy, okay?
Really appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.